What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, pay off the thing you teased. I don't know what he even said.
We had one detail from Jason Lloyd in his hit piece today. He's known for him at the end of the year. This one actually wasn't too bad.
Hit piece?
You know, he does his takedown pieces.
I love how he comes on and then he puts out the hit pieces.
I know.
It's great.
He saves it for his pieces. How about you save them for your appearance? Anyway, he says, before the start of the postseason, Cavs chairman Dan Gilbert loved the idea of Cavalanche so much that he paid more than $500,000 to install fake snow machines in the arena ceiling that could blast confetti throughout the arena's bowl when the Cavs went on one of their patented offensive tears.
Mm.
The Cavalanche machine went off exactly once in the entire postseason and then finished his piece with, it will be a dark, cold summer in Cleveland.
That sounds fun. I'm glad that went well.
Come on. The Cavalanche was a good idea. Come on.
What, the snow falling out of the ceiling?
That was good. I know some people over there. I don't know who makes the decision to go, all right, now we are officially in Cavalanche territory.
Flip the switch.
Flip the Cavalanche switch.
I like that, and I wanted them to continue to do that. Now they're not going to be able to do it.
They need somebody courtside to literally flip the switch as part of the deal.
Flipping the switch is our thing. Because then they're going to...
We haven't flipped a switch in four seasons.
There was no switch to flip. There was nothing to flip, so you couldn't flip a switch when there was no thing to do.
64 regular games.
What?
They won 64 regular season games.
But there was no switch to flip. You couldn't flip a switch.
You never will with that attitude.
If they were a little bit over 500 and then they like really started to put together, then we could flip a switch. They faced no adversity in the regular season.
That was their fault?
No. But you're saying that we should have flipped the switch. There was nothing calling for it.
And the
thing
is, don't put words in my mouth.
Anytime they even faced a little adversity or what we could perceive as adversity, if you said it, then you were a hater and you were getting cussed out.
That's true.
Why do you guys bring this up? Just talk your stupid Browns. Okay. All right. Fine.
We took that call this morning.
Yes, we did. Davis in Cleveland. Yellow.
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
I've been better.
Yeah, I have too. I want to say this here. I'm the fan that want to win a championship. I'm not that fan that just want to accept anything. This player back crap, I said from the beginning, it wasn't going to work. I've been saying all season that we were going to win a lot of games, but we weren't going nowhere because we didn't make the moves we need to make to try to go anywhere.
What moves did you want them to do?
One. Garland needs. We need a bigger point guard. Two, Allen needs to get gone. He's too soft. Three, we don't have a bench. You got Wade that don't give us nothing. You got a core. I don't know. They use a lottery pick for this guy.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. We have one of the best benches all year.
But the issue.
You got Merle. You don't know which Merle you're gonna get. Okay. So the bench really, we really don't have a bench.
You wanted to do this all this last offseason?
I wanted to do something. Okay,
They had a 10-man rotation. You didn't say any of this during the regular season. Why didn't you call in and say this during the regular season?
I have called.
Not on this show.
You should have me on record. I've been saying this all year.
But if you called in a Baskin and Phelps or whatever, well, I don't know
I've called all. I've called all your shows and stated and it felt the same way.
I write down every name. I don't remember you.
This is nothing new. Okay, we go into the season with 1-3. We need some threes. We need some threes. We need some height. You know what I'm saying? We got a team full of two guards.
Well, there's honestly, buddy, there's Davis, thank you for the call. I don't think there's anything we can do.
Yeah, your flexibility year was probably last year. They decided to stay put, and they thought they were vindicated. I mean, 64 wins, it easily could have been like 68. They were one of the best teams of basketball all year.
Yes.
But it just goes to show every year the playoffs prove you got to have a different makeup. And that's what they talked about yesterday in the locker room and post-game press conference. They all talked about being mentally and physically tougher. Well, we've been talking about that stuff for 3 years.
Yes, we have. Chris and West Perk, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, I've got the typical Cleveland attitude. We went 82 regular season games and 2 playoff games healthy. Everybody kept saying, as long as we make it to the playoffs healthy. And we did. And then Garland gets hurt. And then Mobley and Hunter get hurt. And then Mitchell gets hurt. I mean, I'm sorry. I think if we have a completely healthy Cavs team, we beat the Pacers.
I'd like to believe you, but I'm not sure. I don't think so. I'd like to believe you. I can't agree with you.
Mitchell last night, I mean, he was definitely not the same Mitchell that we've seen all year, but he still played like it. You know, also, what happened to the rally frog?
I'm not at liberty to talk about
we
any
don't
of that.
Mention.
Persona non grata, Chris. Yeah, I don't. Even if, like, I think injuries aren't an excuse, but they are a justification. But I think it's indicative of a problem that you have with your roster
makeup.
You're
saying the amphibian was bruised, was out?
You have slight, thin players. And the player that you do have that's muscle bound, Isaac Okoro, I don't know if he can play basketball. I mean, he can wear the uniform and run around, look good doing it, but I don't know if he can actually, you know, do what you need him to do to help you win.
I mean, Max Strus was their most physical player all series. That's a problem.
We had a caller asking whether or not he could do it because he was wearing a headband, which he brought up the difference with him. He said the long flowing hair. Because I'm sitting there going, guys, Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace.
Famous examples.
Yeah. We had who's the guy who doesn't have any hair? I can see him. Play for the Lakers.
I was going to say Derek White.
No.
He wears a
headband.
Long.
Come on, help me.
Derek Fisher?
No, not just Derek Fisher. There's
Al
another
Gasol.
Guy. No.
Cedric Ceballos.
No. Telly Ceballos.
Lottie
Divac.
Telly Ceballos did not have hair.
Kwame Brown.
Damn it. Who is it?
Hubie Brown.
Rick Bucher.
No, there is an enforcer who doesn't look like an enforcer. Who has
Lamar Odom?
No,
Arn
stop
Anderson.
It. Mm. He still plays.
Ellie Clifton.
Why that? Why that name? Why?
She worked for the Lakers?
No. Maybe. I don't know. Why? Why at the end of a show? Stop it. Goodbye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.